There is an existing governance structure for the world. It is a shadow structure, as we talked about earlier, how the heads of state and their shadow, what do you call those people? Counselors. Puppet masters? Make the decisions for all of us. And don't be duped when people like Richard Wolff talk about how, well, we who suffer. I mean, it sounded like he was repeating my own words. I heard him say this on Friday. He goes, we who suffer the consequences of the decisions have to be the ones who start to make them. And I thought, damn, that sounds like me. But he's not talking about taking back our human energy and creating a world based in non-coercion, freedom, and leisure for all. No, he's talking about duping you guys to accept some so-called worker co-op structure in the midst of a world in which our brothers and sisters, believe me, are going to be put in harness to provide food on the cheap for the people who are not going to get to define their own work for themselves. We have to get a tighter hold on this notion of how they control us with the whole privatization of all the means. Whether you call that money or not. So this existing governance structure is a shadow structure, i.e. it's informal and it depends on, embeds itself in secrecy. But it is this shadowy web that we must consciously exit as we begin weaving an alternative, even as we reclaim its stolen capacity as our own. Like the infrastructure of the internet, or all the infrastructure for that matter. We decide what works for free human beings, fully developing individualities, and what doesn't. We have to devise fluid structures that survive attempts to reestablish rank, hierarchy. Until now, we've mouthed the thoughts of power pretty exclusively, turned our backs pretty sharply on those who dared to let reality creep into their speech. And I have to share this quote from a man who spoke it 2,460 years ago. Where is that quote? I gotta share this. I just found it yesterday. Quote, the commands of law are artificial, those of nature necessary. The commands of law are the result of agreement, not of growth. The commands of nature are the result of growth, not of agreement. Therefore, the transgressor of the law, if he escapes the notice of those who made the agreement, is free of dishonor or punishment, but not if he is seen. But suppose a man goes against possibility and does violence to something that has grown up in nature. If he escapes the notice of all men, the harm is no less. If all see him, the harm is no greater. For the damage is not a matter of opinion, but of reality. The point of this inquiry is that the majority of the rights laid down by law are at enmity with nature, unquote. And that was a fragment I found in a book, and I sure wish I had the inquiry itself. This was by a gentleman, Antiphon, who wrote, as I said, 2,460 years ago. This is what I hoped to show in The Talking Tree, which you can download free, the audio, and I hope you do. That we are stuck in the same story. But today, other voices are being raised that counter false division, that refuse to say the poor are anything but the shadowy unseen figures that lurk behind the scenes, stroking their weight of gold, watching the globe to anticipate where it must be placed to lure the unsuspecting and the complicit with its credit. Thursday, we were given a really good illustration of this when the city of Fresno demolished Yet another encampment. A small established group of women had built community together, causing harm to no one. Good fellowship, our future. But the city found their living arrangement, no surprise, by its very existence posed an intolerable challenge to the logic of the state, the ideology, the propaganda that it's needed to protect us, quote unquote. When one of the women who'd lived there for 3 years was asked, "What will you do now?" she replied, "Let go and let God figure it out." That's richness. Thank you, sister, for that gift. Globally, we are seeing that the presented governance structure is paraded like PR, a charade to entertain and occupy the people, to satisfy with pretense our need to believe in some degree of fairness or legitimacy in the rationale we're given to justify our lost lives.